That's right below it, that's where their entrance is anyways, right? Kind of around that curve?
Down the curve, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, by relocating it, that, that makes a pretty good argument there that they made some changes since the first hearing.
Looks like this is completed by a licensed architect, and I've got to rely on the fact that architect's going to take road safety into concern in putting this driveway in.
Can we specify that there will only be 5 units built there? Is that satisfactory? I mean, we hear the number 5 and 6.
The 6 would have to be less bedrooms because of the 3,000 gallon a day limitation.
Right.
Yeah. If there is an even 6. There's 5 right now.
Right.
So your point is it's the same number of people staying there, whether it's 5 or 6? Because you're going to reduce the number of bedrooms if it's 6?
No, what I'm saying is that you can only have so many bedrooms under the code to have to handle 3,000 gallons a day on-site system.
So you don't know the answer whether it's going to be 5 or 6 yet?
There's 5 now, but there could be 6.
When we made the original application, we wanted the 6. When we started the project, there's people interested in it, and that converted to 5 units. But since we applied for 6, we just kept it at 6. We can do 6 or less. Most, in all likelihood, it would be 5.
Well, does it make that big of a difference to us as a board whether it's 5 or 6 at that point?
No, I guess if we're looking at those two particular issues, then no, it doesn't.
Right.
Although I think that mandating that the entrance stay to the, I guess that would be to the north, I think that does affect this. If road safety or traffic safety is a concern, that does speak to it.
Well, that would be a key thing. I mean, if do we have, I mean, we have the authority that if we approve this appeal to make sure that that doesn't change the layout, because I mean, that does play a big difference. I'd hate to approve this appeal and then they decided in like the way the land laid and put the boat parking right back at the bottom, but I don't know. I mean, do we have a way to lock that in?
Well, we put it in the decision record. If you put it in your motion to have the entrance at the north end of the project, however you want it and feel it needs to be, we'll put that within the motion and then within the decision of record.
So if there's a motion made, then that needs to be duly stated. That would be a chief concern that I have with it, for a second. Any further discussion?
And there's going to be driveway permits off that county road that's going to have to be obtained through Road and Bridge, right, per their standards of what width of entrance is going to have to be and sight lines. I mean, there's factors beyond this board that's going to check the entrances.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to grant the appeal of item 20-05A with the stipulation that the driveway be as depicted in the
updated
photo. Does that make sense? Is that the best way to state this? Or on the north end of the property?
Can you specify the boat entrance versus main entrance?
You want to label that as an exhibit? Label that as an exhibit and we'll put it in the file.
That would be the best way.
Okay.
Just you're looking at, label it exhibit A and we'll put it in the file.
Yep.
Yeah, this is.
So I guess stated with the entrance as depicted in exhibit A, of which we'll use that updated photo.
No changes from that would be.
Discussion's over, sorry. All right. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second it.
Okay, we're going to move forward with the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, say nay. All right.
So, Mr. Chairman, could you mark your exhibit and then get it, and I could get it put in the file, please? Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're going to move forward with 20-06A, the appeal with the MRG Group.
MRG Group is seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of permit, Division 3 permit number 20-024. Division 3 permit application sought Planning Commission approval allowing the development of Buttonwood Cove, which was be 16 cabins for vacation or nightly rental. So on November the 9th, 2020, the Taney County Planning Commission denied Division 3 Permit 20-24 request by MRG Group seeking approval for the development of Buttonwood Cove for the 16 cabin for vacation or nightly rental located on 2.89 acres, which is Lot 2 of the Ebb Johnson subdivision on Dale Avenue, Hollister. Planning Commission's motion to deny was based on the project is not compatible with the residential area in the ingress egress being limited on Dale Avenue. So 165 is just right up here. Dale, this is the core boat ramp. Everybody knows this is Poverty Point area to the left of this picture. It's submitted site plan of the project, and there it is without all the lines. And again, just a little bit of history of, there's a planning approved nightly rental project here that accesses off the highway. There's parkside storage here. This is single family housing, public boat ramp, single family housing. We do have Rockview Resort here, Vickery's Resort here, and this is all Table Rock State Park. And then again, if the Board of Adjustment would approve this, this is our standard Division 3 nightly rental requirement for staff recommendations.
Okay. Applicant, if you want to step forward.
I'm back. I'll keep this one shorter because I hate repeating myself, but I have to just because we're on the record. But it's going to be the exact same arguments I just made with just very slight variations. As Scott already read, the basis of denial on this one was it was not compatible with the residential area. Taking that one first, Scott already identified two resorts just on down the road past this proposed project on Poverty Point, which clearly permit rental on a nightly basis. And then probably the biggest factor that contradicts planning and zoning's decision is that within the last 18 months, maybe 12 months, I know last 18 months, in 2020, planning and zoning approved just across the street there, Branson Cove by Mark Still and Mr. Combs. They developed a project there called Branson Cove, and it's far more dense, a lot more nightly rentals in that subdivision than what we're proposing. And so I think, again, as I said in my last appeal, I think it would be inconsistent with the surrounding area to say that at this point it's now inconsistent with the surrounding land use. The area that we're talking about is it's not within a platted subdivision. As you can see, it's just raw land. It's not in any subdivision of any kind. And again, I did the same thing for you on this one. I included two applications that were approved that very night in platted subdivisions that have covenants and everything. Long Point Subdivision, Fieldstone Bluffs with single-family residential homes, and they were both approved for nightly rental that same night. This, I would say, is better qualified for nightly rental given its location to the lake and other existing both high-density development and nightly rentals literally within feet of this development. The second prong that they said, it's similar, but they used slightly different language. They said that ingress and egress is limited on Dale Avenue, and that was one of their objections to this proposed development. We presented evidence at that hearing, unlike the last one you guys just heard. We did present evidence of traffic study, and again, Mike Stalzer could testify more to this if you have questions, but that study's in your packet or in the lower decision. This development at most would contribute to a 4% increase in traffic, which means even if you deny this, if any other development occurs down Poverty Point, which at some point it will, you can see raw land sitting right down right over there, it will eventually develop. That's going to certainly at some point increase this traffic by 4%. Furthermore, as Scott said earlier, that's a core entrance to the lake, a boat ramp right there. This is a public road that goes in. There's nothing that currently would prohibit high traffic for a public entrance for a boat ramp right there. There's no restrictions on that. And so I don't think that there's any problem with limited ingress and egress. The same code provisions that I referenced earlier still apply, 9.1.3B and 9.1.7 on those, and I won't repeat my objections to those, or my argument on the law on that. But for those same reasons, on this project, we think that the PNZ got it wrong on those two issues. So with that, we'd request that the board reconsider planning and zoning's decision and grant it based on the fact that there are no issues with ingress and egress, and that it is in fact compatible with the surrounding land use. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf of the
Steve Redford, and I represent MRG Group. I just want to address a couple of issues with the commission here about compatibility. I'll point a couple things out. This property line right here is where this 66-unit project's going in. It runs over to here, which is actually less than 600 feet from this property. But this is all now zoned nightly rental. I'd also like to say that for some of you who's been around here a long time, there's that the development on down Lake Beach or Beach Road right down here, this is the proposed development. This is Dale Avenue. By the way, Dale Avenue, the county bought right away from Mrs. Johnson. And the new road, you see this curvature here? As you know, they put in a road here and elevated the road to get it out of the floodplain. Previously, when the lake flooded, this road flooded. They had a bypass road here, and so they bought this right away from actually Herb Johnson's widow, Mrs. Johnson. And this road has been rebuilt. As far as multiple accesses, there's access. There's duplexes here that's in rental. The old beach development, which is down here, we recently built a couple of houses down there. That was developed in 1960, and the restrictions allow for, I'm quoting, house trailers. A lot of people will know that, but these vacant lots down here, we bought a couple, and we built stick-built houses. We could have put house trailers there, okay? So you've got quite a hodgepodge here, and I know the commission's got a tough job because